found a way. Thought I found a way, yeah. But you never go away. So I guess I gotta stay now.
Oh, I hope someday I'll make it out of there, even if it takes.
From the heart of whatever you're gonna name your island in Animal Crossing. This is Podzilla 1985, Podzilla After Dark, here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. We're so glad you guys could join us here tonight again. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host. With me, of course, my good friend, co-owner of CCW, no, of Podzilla 1985, Jesse Kimball.
Hey, that's me. I ain't got nothing to do with CCW.
He does not. Also with us, Lindsay, probably carrying the infection, Wolfgang.
I'm not carrying an infection. I'm still getting over my sickness from before.
Blah, 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 blah. And with a special guest tonight who's not playing Animal Crossing, and God bless her for it, Little Fitty, back on the show, Mandy Kennedy.
I have Animal Crossing fuckers, but I'm not playing it for you, so fuck you.
You guys can watch Asa play it tomorrow.
I don't know where that venom was coming from. I have it, but I'm not going to play it for you fuckers. Fuck you. Who made you feel bad about Animal Crossing?
She hasn't been here yet. She needed to get her cussing started.
I know. Oh,
we're going to cuss a lot. Don't worry.
I wanted to dive right in for them because I know they've missed my fucks.
Fuck. Fuck. What was the shrimp little dick? What was it?
Can you give me one dick fuck nugget?
There you go.
My boss also, by the way, huge fan. Like it cracks him up every time like you come into the office because you're just dropping F-bombs left and right and it's... It catches them off guard every time.
Oh, it's good to know that you carry this into your work.
Only to really the downstairs does. Basement. Oh, no, that's a lie.
I was about to say, or on the second floor in the public when we're just talking about monitors and shit. Like,
and the patty. Yeah, no, it's in the office too. I'll be like, what the fuck did this person just ask me? Yeah, no, yeah, it's everywhere. It's part of me. Definitely in the basement, though. As soon as that door closes, I'm like, this fucking bitch.
And then I just look over and I see my boss laughing.
It's the basement over there is basically the Podzilla After Dark of work.
I mean, it's my office.
That's so where the cursing
happens.
Me and happens.
My, you know, two coworkers, and yeah, it just cracks them up to no end to see like this tiny person come in just dropping F-bombs left and right.
Jesse, you want to hear a fascinating statistic?
Absolutely.
Last week, I don't know if you know this because I don't know if I mentioned it to you. We had Dolph Ziggler on the show.
I had not heard. Congratulations.
WWE superstar Dolph Ziggler was on the show. But you know what's funny about that?
What's that?
Has less listens than the episode I did about me and Allie's relationship. That show has taken off like wildfire, and I'm very proud of it. And that leads me in to what is my big announcement. I have an announcement that I haven't told any of you because I didn't want you to talk me out of it. So, what is that announcement? I am branding this... the Shannon Young Farewell Tour, because in 3 months, whenever I go out on my own to do whatever, I am officially leaving Podzilla 1985, not backing out on it. So for the next 3 months, I am going to be on normally, and then after that, I'm handing the reins over to Jesse Kimball and the cast of Podzilla 1985. So thank you. I expected more.
But we'll see.
No. No, there's no we'll see. I No, I'm not going to necessarily stop doing podcasting because, all right, so the thing is I'm going to back this up so far. Right now, we live together, me and Lindsay and Bob and Allie. Allie is moving out in the next week because she's getting her own place. It's part of this thing that we're going through. When the lease is up in 3 months, we've all decided to go our separate ways. So Bob and Lindsay and I are splitting apart for the first time in what, 13 years?
Something like that.
We have stayed together for 13 years or so, and it's at a point now where like I can't stay there anymore because I feel like I don't want to just fall back into the same routine that I was in 5 years ago before all this started. I feel like I need personal growth. I feel like Lindsay needs personal growth. We are so codependent on each other, and we have been for like the past 15 years. And I'm spinning my wheels in life, and I don't want to do that anymore. This is the same thing that she's going through, and I agree with her. So we're on the same page on this. So I'm moving out in 3 months, and whether or not I stay here or I go somewhere else, I don't know yet. There is equal chances that I'm going to stay in Cape or that I'm going to move out west or something like that. I'm looking into it. I haven't decided. That's the truth of it. But I will not be doing this show anymore. I will probably start my own thing just to do on my own because I have that sweet Yeti mic that I don't use. I'm gonna have my own apartment. I'm gonna have my own like space, and I'll probably do like a weekly, once a week, like news type thing or something. I don't know. I'm toying with it, but I need to get away from everything. So the good thing about Podzilla 1985 is that, and I mean this from my heart, it started as my platform for me. Lindsay was like the only guest I ever had on the show at first. It was me and Lindsay for most of it, and Tanner. But when you guys came over from Nerd Up and Asa joined in and all that, it made the show so much incredibly better. You guys fill this space that was there that I could not fill. You guys provide such great commentary. You do such a good job. I know that, and for the past couple of months and a year, I knew that once I left, you guys would take over and that you would do a killer job. And everyone's afraid. I've talked to a couple people, Tanner especially, who's like, you know, if you leave, the show's going to suffer. It's going to end. Well, if the show is only being held together because I'm here, then it needs to end because I am not the sole person on this show. This is a community show. It's going to be fine when I'm gone. The shows might change. The cast might change a little bit, but it's going to be fine. You guys are still going to do Nerd Up. I'm sure Ace is still going to do Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I hope you guys still come here and do After Dark because After Dark is such a fun show that everybody loves.
Only downside is at that point it'll just be me and Lindsay.
Well, like I said, the cast might change. Maybe Tanner will come on. Maybe Dalton will come on. Maybe you guys could bring in some new cast members.
We can do it Saturday.
Or you could do it Saturday.
No.
Point is, part of my growth and what I feel like I need to do is that I can no longer not make the decisions I want to based on other people's needs. I've wanted to leave the show for a year and a half, 2 years almost. I've just wanted to do other stuff. But I stayed because I felt guilty that you guys would not do the show without me or that the show would suffer without me. But like, it's at a point right now in my life where everything's upside down. Everything's chaotic. I'm trying to figure things out. And all I know is that I want to do something different. I am confident that you guys are going to take care of it. I have no doubt that you're going to do a fantastic job, and I look forward to what you do. And when the time is right, if you'll have me, I'd like to come on occasionally and still do the show. Maybe I'll come in and do Thursdays with you or something. But that's the deal. That's set in stone. It's not changing.
So to me, it's just funny. I mean, you do you. You do what you need to do.
I feel angry. I feel resentment.
No. I don't know why you would go and do your own solo podcast when you could do a solo podcast and just put it on the network, because that's kind of what we do.
I might do that. Don't look at Justin Smart.
I can't help it.
Don't look at Justin Smart.
He put a lot of like emphasis and gesturing into it.
He gestures all the time.
I couldn't help but look over.
His body language is like, oh God, he's right behind me. Hold on, Justin, go ahead.
Will you stop being a bitch? Jesus.
I already made him angry, so now you're just making him more angry.
For the record, not being a bitch.
No.
Not being a bitch.
Why are you limping?
Why are you limping?
Go get the fucking brace.
Oh, God. Is he hurt?
Are you going outside now?
Are we breaking news here or CCW news? That's all right. We don't have another show for like 8 months, so we got plenty of time.
Are you going to go outside now?
Anyway.
Or are you going to the bathroom first? Not yet. Bitch, I told you I'd text you right here.
The fuck is happening?
I don't know.
Ruining my moment.
But anyway. Yeah, you mean you just put a show on it. You're going to do what I was doing for like Pen and Nerd. That's what that show was called.
Yeah, you remember
it. Just paying a second subscription fee. That's silly.
Oh, I don't know if I would be on Podbean. I want to try new things. Pursue other stuff.
Where the shit would you put it?
I don't know. SoundCloud. Maybe I'd make it a YouTube thing. I was thinking about that because I was thinking of maybe doing something like a, not quite like Philip DeFranco, but a similar thing. You know how he just talks to the camera and does. I thought about doing that.
But you hate seeing yourself on camera.
Well, that's why I got the personal trainer.
To put you in shape or to put him in front of the camera doing with your voiceover.
And I'll be like a puppet. Yeah. No,
oh, that would be weird. Your voice coming out of Donnie.
I can't.
The one human I know that is smaller than Mandy Kennedy.
Yeah. No. I brought Donnie on. We agreed today that he was going to start. He just got a certification to be a personal trainer, and
I don't know who this is.
It's a friend of ours. His name's Donald Butterworth.
Donnie's a good
kid. Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's super into fitness. Smash tournaments. I think he was at the Smash tournament that you were here with Mikey.
He kind of looks like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead, a little bit.
I don't know.
you know.
It's fine.
But yeah, he's going to start working with me on that, and especially if I do it as a YouTube thing, then we obviously can't put it on Podzilla, but it's kind of up in the air. But that's the thing. So at the end of June, the end of June will be my final show. With that said, let's move on. Let's talk about what's going on in the world tonight. And if you're sick of hearing us talk about the coronavirus, well, guess what? You're still going to hear us talk about the coronavirus, because it's now starting to affect my life. Because for the past week, and those of you that listen to the show on Tuesday know what's going on, and if you didn't, you fucker, go listen to it. It's my favorite episode I've ever done. I've been completely like an ostrich. They're the ones that put their heads in the sand,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know your birds very good.
Thank you. I've had my head in the sand for the past week, and I really didn't know how bad it had gotten. And I'm dead serious. When I stopped paying attention to the world, it was...
He stops paying attention to the world.
And it was bad. But then when I finally started reading about it again last night, I realized how bad it is.
Oh, did you see like Italy and Iran?
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And the United States is doing a fairly good job of trying to keep it contained. Maybe too little, too late. We'll see. But I saw today, so we have a home gym that's in our basement. And I've been doing a lot of working out lately. Like, I've been lifting every day. It's one of my best joys right now. And I'm going to be completely candid. Unfortunately, the gym is right next to what used to be our bedroom, which is now her bedroom because I'm sleeping upstairs. So I, especially with me agreeing to not contact her right now because it is so painful for both of us, and that's out of respect for her. That's what she needs. I don't want to go down there and just, like, barge in and go work out because I feel like that would be awkward. So I thought to myself today, I think I'm going to sign back up for Planet Fitness. You know, that gives me a good place to go when I don't want to be home. Well, unfortunately, Planet Fitness is closed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And from what I understand, a lot of gyms are closed now.
Yes, because yeah. It's an unnecessary social gathering.
You know what is an essential gathering right now, though?
Bitch.
I didn't know that was a gathering. Fuck you, Justin! Justin the Juice Smart, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I just sent him on an fucker. Errand. It's fine.
Good. Is he leaving for a while?
No, he's just meeting with John in the parking lot.
Did the door shut? Did he walk out?
Yeah.
He walked out.
I'm going to whoop your ass later. Anyway.
Can I get that in recording?
He's going to listen to the podcast later and go, that motherfucker.
Anyways,
so GameStop is staying open.
Does yeah, that surprise you at all? They essential... don't give a shit about people.
They are an essential...
Don't get me wrong. I want Animal Crossing. After I get Animal Crossing, they can do whatever they want.
That's what I said. I said, bitches, I better get my game and then carry on.
Well, the funny part about it is that, like, someone, I think it was a corporate thing. They said I'm not going to name names, but it's one of my contacts in GameStop because, you know yeah. me. They said that they're afraid that if they close for 2-3 weeks, they will not open.
Yeah.
That they will just be done.
Yeah, and you know they won't pay their employees.
Hated.
That's actually, go ahead and finish your thing. I've got Barnes & Noble news too there.
Well, I was going to say, hated GameStop enemy, Camelot whatever on YouTube. He apparently got login info for their conference calls. You remember the conference calls we used to have to do?
Yeah.
And they were asking questions. One guy specifically asked, at what point are we going to put people over profits? And the response was like, it's day by day, man. Day by day. We're paying attention to it. We'll be completely transparent with you guys.
Yeah, right.
So GameStop said that they're staying open as an essential business because they sell things that people need in their day-to-day lives, including mice, keyboards, monitors, et cetera, et cetera. That was the exact reason that they said. When was the last time you saw any of that at the GameStop we have?
Oh, we have like mice and keyboards.
Yeah, monitors, obviously. Essentials, Jesse, because you know essentials. How you know everyone needs those gaming mice and keyboards and headsets and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're gonna be quarantined. You gotta have something to do during that quarantine period.
Yeah. What is
oh, that's
about?
Awesome.
What is that? Oh, is that Bob?
Yes.
That's the best Bob I know.
Yeah. He's so nice.
Anyway, so GameStop's kind of in a spiral right now, and they're trying to keep their doors open, and I understand it because they don't want to go out of business, but. What a shit yeah, time.
It's one of those things like the real situation is that GameStop as a business, like their profits are already down. Yeah. They're still making money.
But it's not enough. But it's not enough for their liking.
Yeah, exactly. and so like profits are already down. If they close for 3-4 weeks, like that's a lot of sales. Because I mean, Shannon and I used to work at GameStop, obviously, and Lindsay. So we know like a slow day at GameStop sales-wise, I remember, was $800.
Yeah.
Like, if we did $800 in one day, we were dead.
We were sweating.
Yeah,
we're about to go outside with the shotgun and, you know, start herding fire people sale. In.
Let's yeah. get How much in here. Were systems then? Because now they're like 500. So
I mean,
that's
they still were.
They're still like
yeah.
400.
Still
500.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The newest, the latest and greatest has only ever been as cheap as 200.
That's
bucks.
Like selling just two systems that day, and that's it.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like a system and some games. Like sometimes that wouldn't even be consoles. Like yeah, $800 was a dead day.
Yeah.
So yeah, like. Whenever you talk about taking 3 weeks off, like if your average is, you know, $1,000, like that's a lot of money, like across, you know, thousands of locations. So
that's part of why my work has shrunk hours at the moment.
Yeah, because they want to be open so people can come in to buy stuff.
But they don't want to waste all that payroll because they're already seeing that.
Right. And what trips me up is like, that's exactly what it is. They play it off like, we're closing these places early because we're worried about people. We're trying to stop the spread of this. But like, you're still open.
Mm-hmm.
Just because your hours are shorter, that just means you're paying people less. But you're still spreading the virus just the same.
Yep.
It's a ridiculous excuse. It's a very corporate bullshit answer, and I get it, but it still pisses me off.
It's that lovely meme of Ralph Wiggum sitting on the bus. I'm in danger.
Yeah.
And especially with GameStop, like one of the nice things about working at GameStop, which I guess this ends up being a little bit of a double-edged sword, if you are full-time, so assistant manager or store manager, you're getting paid for everything that you're on the schedule. Like if the store has to close outside of your control, like you still get paid. Because I remember, like, I always looked forward to snow days when I worked at GameStop.
Because if they closed it down, you got paid the full day.
Yes, I did. So, like, they were the only way that they would shut down my store whenever I worked there was if all the anchor stores shut down.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, if JCPenney was open, so was GameStop.
And even then, it was. Well, you're talking about the mall.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When I
but
worked,
now they're in the strip malls.
So. Yeah.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
I worked,
don't know how Seamers does it.
Well, when I worked over there, there was a day that it snowed and it was very icy and they closed all the stores around us. Like, Penn Station closed, the Christian bookstore closed.
They based it off Walmart.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because I remember we called and they were like, we told them, like, everything around us is closed. Even the strip stores across from us was closed. But they were like, no, you have to stay open. I'm like, there's no one here.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up closing and leaving. Because someone told us yes, but apparently it wasn't a corporate thing. So we kind of got in trouble. They didn't want to pay me, and I had to raise a fuss about it. They eventually did pay me, but it was a frustrating thing. And, yeah, I don't know. I think they're still paid that way. They're not hourly at this point, are they?
Which the...
Well, because I know a lot of places
the
are...
The store managers are salaries.
Okay.
Well,
they get their paycheck
depending
regardless.
On what their stuff is, that may have recently changed because they passed a bill... That as far as like salary exemptions over a certain amount for businesses.
Oh, don't worry, Missouri waived it.
Well, but as a corporate as whole,
yeah, yeah,
though,
yeah.
Because my boss is now hourly.
Yeah, so they made it to where if you weren't making a certain amount, you couldn't be a salaried employee, or they had to pay you overtime for like, you know, hours over 40.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Missouri added an addendum. Where if you have employees under you, you can be salaried and make less than that number. So
unfortunately, on the corporate level, when you have stores all across the country, though,
then it has
they
to
have
be,
to follow the other stuff. So
yeah,
that's
yeah, flat across the board. So yeah, either way, GameStop though, like I think the store managers are above like that limit. So they're fine. I'm pretty sure they're
well,
still
ours,
all
it didn't matter where they were or not. It's just there were some that it would not have affected, but they just did it flat across the board.
Yeah, it makes sense. Because, yeah, I'm sure there are managers at Hibbett's that don't make, because I don't remember what the number is. It's like 45, I think.
Yeah, just picking that store randomly. Just out of your pocket.
Do what? No, just, I mean, I think that's the salary number. Like if you
No,
make
no,
less
just
than,
the store name. You're just picking that out of your pocket.
Oh, right.
Just yeah. just random because we shop there a lot.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's another corporate store.
Right. Like GameStop, like Brown Bag Video.
It's not a corporate location.
Huh.
I don't even think it's a location anymore.
I don't think
I don't
so
think
either.
It is either.
Anyway, the point is, like, if they make less than a certain amount, then, yeah, they have to be paid overtime if
right.
they work more than 40 hours. GameStop, I'm pretty sure, is all still salary. And then, yeah, system managers were always hourly anyway, but they were full-time.
Right.
So they got paid for those hours if the store was closed. Right. So the GameStop's policy on it, the point of all this, is that if they're going to pay you anyway, you might as well be open.
Right.
So that's how they're going to play this. Like, assistant managers and store managers are going to get paid regardless, so they might as well be trying to make the money.
Luckily, my store is not, which is Gaming Grounds, I can openly say that. My store is not changing hours at all, because we've actually seen an uptick in business, because people are buying games, they're staying home, you know? I do not feel that way, because I have zero desire to play video games. And this isn't a breakup thing. like 3-4 weeks leading up to this, I have had such a little desire to play video games. I have wanted to play nothing. I get on my Switch. I bring my Switch to work every day.
Other than WoW.
But the only reason I wanted to
shit out of
WoW. Yeah, I was like, wait.
90% of the reason I played WoW was because I played it with Allie and Lindsay. And a big part of that was because I played it with Allie, because she got into it recently or not too long ago. And like we were excited about doing stuff that she was looking stuff up and telling me about it. And we were doing it. Now that that dynamic is gone. And I know she plays with new people. Like she's got friends at work she plays with. And I just don't feel the urge to play. Like I don't want to play WoW. And this isn't just a breakup thing. I just don't have an urge to do it. I want to do other stuff. I want to, you know what I'm going to do in the next coming months and weeks? I'm making a list of things. I'm going to learn French. You know, I've always wanted to learn French.
You know, I can't.
I thought about Italian.
That every
maybe
time
Japanese.
Shannon talks me into playing World of Warcraft.
Oh goddamn! I knew you were gonna do this.
Something fucking happens.
Look, like, okay. To be fair, this is full circle.
But you have Andrew now.
I know. That's like so, I'm honestly.
You got Lindsay too.
Yeah,
until the second.
Yeah, but you'll probably jump back into it if you can play with Jesse
at some point.
I mean, you could,
because I haven't seen Lindsay on since like the night we all
played.
That's
because I vanished the one night when I was in the group. I completely forgot I was in the group because I was just pet battling.
I know this is gonna sound weird. You could play with Allie, because again,
also has not been on.
well, she's been on with her friends.
She's been on with
I guess they're in a different server. Yeah.
No, the same server. They're just new characters. But she may just you may not have to correct it on there. I openly encourage you to play with her. She is in no way any bad guy. There's no hate, no ill will. Like I want nothing that she had with all of us. I don't want it to change at all, except for me. But I just don't have the desire to play it. I really do. I want to learn French. I want to start this new thing. There's a lot of things I want to work on, and just I have no urge to play video games. I kind of wanted to play Doom when it came out today or tomorrow, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just don't want to play them. I want to watch movies. Like I used to be so big into Duolingo. That's how I can learn to talk to children.
Oh God.
Duolingo is actually pretty solid.
It is. I use Spanish for that.
I've really gotten into watching films again because I love movies way more than I love video games. I've always been a film person, and I'm kind of rekindling my romance with movies, which feels great. You know, except for the past couple days, because I think all we've done is like watch The Simpsons and
you
I fall asleep.
You put Polaroid on and you fell asleep.
I did. You know why?
Because you haven't slept.
Because it was a shitty, fucking, cheap American horror fucking film that was fucking bullshit anyway.
It wasn't that bad.
I knew you would say that because you have no taste for horror films. You were like the fucking Costco of films. You are worthless.
I don't want horror movies.
I'm sorry.
Costco is awesome.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck is this?
I don't know.
Anger towards Costco.
It was the first thing I could think of.
That makes her like one of the best versions of like horror movies. Like, have you ever been in a fucking Costco?
I have not.
Oh, it's like Sam's Club. If Sam's Club was cool as fuck.
Sam's Club is cool as fuck.
No, it's not.
Except you have to pay to be there.
Well, it's the same thing. Costco
the same
has
way.
A membership.
Really?
Yeah.
But everything is like, it's just way better than Sam's Club.
I hate that shit. I hate that you have to pay for the privilege to shop here.
Yeah, well.
It's part of how they make their money.
The discounts, though.
Well, it keeps the trash birds out a little bit more.
No, it does
a
not.
A little bit more.
No.
Every time I've been to Sam's Club, they're just as trashy.
I know, because they got them free samples.
But anyway, no, Costco's awesome. Like, anyway. I would love to have a Costco here.
So what were you saying before I rudely interrupt you? You had Barnes & Noble nudes?
Oh,
nudes?
Nudes?
Yeah. What? Oh, yes.
Scandalous.
Show me that.
Oh, no, I was
frappe.
Just saying that Shannon spent like 2 weeks trying to get me to spend $90 in World of Warcraft, and now he's talking about not wanting to play it anymore.
Oh, God. All right. Oh, yeah, and I said full circle because if you've been a longtime listener of the show, you will know that one thing that Jesse and I used to play a ton was...
League of Legends?
No.
Heroes of the Storm.
That was
and we were good at it. And then Allie came along and we started dating and I stopped playing completely. So now that we broke up, I've stopped playing WoW completely. I have robbed Jesse twice now of this.
I think you robbed him more.
There you go. Sweet baby.
Because like, you'll tell him to buy Call of Duty and then he'll buy it and two days later you're like,
horse
I'm
shit.
Dipping out.
Poor shit. I never told him to buy Call of Duty.
You have a bullshit.
Did I tell you to buy this Call of Duty?
You didn't.
Okay,
that
thank
one doesn't
you.
Matter. There was like 18 before it.
Yeah, it's accurate.
And did I tell you to get back into World of Warcraft?
Yes.
No, you were interested. We were talking about the things we were both interested
because
in.
Because you kept talking about it and leading him into
and
it.
And for the record, Stephen Bright, who was a former cast member of the show, bought like the expensive version of it.
Yes, he did.
He literally came in about 2 weeks ago and said, all right, convince me to buy it. And I said, don't.
Well, yeah, that's because that was Steven.
Yes, but.
You spent a couple of weeks like, nah, man, you got to get back in. We're doing these raids. Like, this is real fun. And so I bought it.
It's
in
for you, though.
In a moment of retail therapy.
Yeah.
Because I went through a little bit of a breakup, and I was like, nah, I need fucking something. And then,
yes. I remember he texted me and said, that was the last reason for me not to buy it. And now that I don't have that reason,
yep,
jump back into it. And I was like, come on in, brother. Look how much fun we're having a week later. Fuck.
Yeah, which is, it's not even the first time with World of Warcraft.
Jesus.
Yeah,
Christ.
I know.
Hey, good news, everybody. I'm leaving. So fuck all of you.
That doesn't make anything better. I just like that even Lindsay's on my back on this one.
just like me at night right now, you can all play with yourselves.
Fortunately, I did talk my roommate into getting back into WoW.
WoW is one of those like back and forth things anyways. We'll play for a few months and then we'll forget that we have it subscribed still and waste an entire month.
I'll come back eventually, sure.
I mean, I'll go back to it too. It's just until we figure out the financial end of stuff. That's why I canceled mine.
Well, hey, good news. The checks are coming, apparently. They just announced today, like right before the show came on. And let me see if there's any update.
Actually passed?
If not passed, it's about to be. Ooh. Like, it's...
I am not counting my eggs before they're hatched.
No, this is a thing. It's a $1 trillion stimulus package that the Republicans and Democrats have worked on together. Trump has already supported it. This is a done deal.
So wait, now we all get to love him, right? Because that's what everyone's saying. It's so infuriating.
I you know what? Like, I think that shit's stupid, but I will always say when someone does something good, I credit them. I think Trump has actually done a pretty good job dealing with this. The problem was he did it too late.
He did a pretty good job after he fucked everything up.
Right.
And, like,
said
once
it wasn't
he,
real.
Yeah, he
it
did
was
the
a hoax.
Like,
it was a Democrat thing.
Yeah, yeah. Gutted the CDC, like disbanded the pandemic task force.
So, the most that pissed me off was everyone was like, oh, he's not your president, but you'll take that check now, won't you?
You won't take the check because you don't like socialism.
Right. Yeah, that's what Jesse said. But also, like, bitches, I wanted Yang, who was going to give me $1,000 a fucking month anyways before the world went in panic. So fuck yourselves.
From what I understand about this, they're talking that it may be a $1,000 a month thing until this is all over.
I thought it was one every 3 months or something.
It's spread out.
Would still be helpful.
It looks like it's single adults are $1,200 and couples are $2,400.
I thought it was only $1,000 and like $500 for dependents.
Yeah, I also heard 1,000 and then 500 for dependents.
But that's where I get fucked is because, so Matt claimed Mikey on his taxes this year. So if that's what they're going by, then do I get fucked out of $500? Or do? So then I'm going to have to fight him for $250.
Yeah, it goes with the last person that claimed them on their taxes.
So then I'm going to have to fight for my $250 out of that.
This could not happen at a better time if this really goes through, because with everything changing, we have to cover Allie's rent for the next 3 months. So that's $500 a month that me, her, and Bob are splitting. She asked me and I said yes. That's another story. I'm not gonna talk about it. But if this goes through, now we've got, you know, if we each
it's
get $1,200,
yeah,
we can each take $500 and just pitch it in, and then we have $700 extra dollars to move out on. So that's solid. Plus we should get our deposit back because we've only been there a year and the place looks great. Mm-hmm. And that's $500 a piece because Allie forfeited her money when she left early.
Right.
So, yeah, if you're looking at a possibility we could have like $1,200 each to move out on. And, boy, would that help so much.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially because that's going to be like a deposit for a new place probably.
Deposit for a new place. Plus, if you need to get extra supplies, stuff like that, get shit set up.
You guys
are
all going to need your own fucking furniture. Jesus Christ.
Oh, don't worry. I've got furniture. Thankfully, before I got my stimulus package last year, I bought a fantastic bed, which I don't get to sleep in right now. Voluntarily, and a sweet ass couch that I'm probably gonna sell or give or like
or
give
split.
Them.
You take a half and let me have a half.
Yeah,
I
don't think the whole thing's gonna fit wherever you find.
That's a good fucking idea.
Well, Lindsay, we should talk after this because me and Andrew is looking for a place to live.
We will discuss, but there's details.
She wants her own place. But
she said bye, fucking boys.
But
nah,
Bob,
that's fair.
Well, no, Bob. Bob doesn't want to move out of there. So if you and Andrew, if you and Andrew want to move
that's
in,
that's my biggest thing. Is I like the place. I do.
Yeah.
So you guys seriously need to talk to Bob, because it's not. The way the place is set up, it's got three really good bedrooms and one kind of small
shitty,
one.
Yeah.
So if the three of you lived there, you could each have really good rooms, plus like the extra rooms. So I'll talk to Bob tonight and just mention it to him, because he is not happy with me. He has not talked to me since this all started. We had one day where we sat on the couch together and he told me it's been one day, give it time, and I'm pouring my heart out. And after that, and he found out I was moving out, not spoken to me. And when I did speak to him one time, it was very brief. So he ain't happy. So if you guys could provide him his sanctuary still, and he's a good roommate, you'll never see him.
Yeah. just don't leave dirty dishes in the sink.
Often. And plus, you don't have animals.
It's true.
So he'll be very happy about that. Anyway, that's not what this show's about.
No, it's not.
That's what this show's about.
Animal Crossing is what it's about.
Yeah, Lindsay and I are supposed to be raising.
We need to get on those characters. We're probably about done.
I'm sorry. Is this not like a real-life version of Animal Crossing?
No.
Where we're all moving into, you know, our own villages and stuff?
No.
All right. So Animal Crossing, what's it called?
New Horizons.
New Horizons came out today, and apparently people are excited about it.
Yes.
Yes.
So Lindsay, tell us the assignment you gave us today.
I gave you the assignment like 3 weeks ago to compile a list.
But I did it today.
I know. Of your 10 favorite villagers that you would like to have in your game.
Okay.
Whether you're playing or not. Because...
Oh yeah, because I'm not playing.
Because this is the fifth game in the series. Because there was the GameCube version. There was Wild World on the DS.
Well, technically, there was a one on 64 in Japan only.
Well, that's Japan only. We're not Japan.
Are you counting the designer one?
Oh, no, I didn't count the designer one. Or, well, if you do that, there's also the designer one, and there's also Amiibo Festival. I was just thinking core
No,
games.
Right, right. I thought you were, but I was just making sure.
No, because so. Wild World's World City Life, or City Folk.
GameCube, I think. DS.
DS.
Wii.
Oh.
3DS.
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 And I didn't have Switch. I didn't have the Wii one.
Wait, was there a DS version? There was, wasn't there?
Regular
that was Wild World.
That was the one that broke my heart.
Okay, so it was Animal Crossing, then Wild World. Then what was the Wii version?
City Folk.
Then New Leaf. And now 3DS. New Horizon. Okay.
And then the Pocket Camp.
I forgot about
Pocket Camp.
I played a lot of Pocket Camp. I took a lot of pictures of us together, me and Mandy's character. Because we hung out.
Yeah.
It was fun.
We're pretty cool.
And then no one played it. It was like one.
I got Apollo. I was good.
I was into it hardcore. All right. So we're talking about our 10 villagers that we want to sleep with the most.
No.
Was that not the way you're doing?
No.
I misunderstood the assignment.
Boy, I turned lesbian pretty quick.
I gotta change my answers around a little bit.
Well, that makes me like flat out bi, because my list half and half.
Yeah, no, I think mine is too, but my number one is my number one for forever, so I'm just lesbian, I guess.
It's good to keep your options open, honestly. All right, so do we want to go one at a time or just get the whole list one, like each person?
I don't know.
I mean, it's your assignment. Normally we just do the
table. All right. I mean, we're going to have overlap on several. I know
for sure.
Yeah.
I'll start on mine because I have one that's not a good answer because he's not a villager.
Sure.
But he's going to be in the game. And since I'm the one that's like, you know, in a bad place, I'm going to pick him anyway. KK Slider. Fuck y'all.
That's fine. The NPCs weren't supposed to. Well, I guess technically the villagers are NPCs.
Everybody's
also,
NPCs.
But
look, obviously KK.
You don't
and
know
Isabel
for a fact KK Slider's going to be there.
Bitch, he's going to be
His
there.
Music
he's a staple.
KK
Slider. Staple.
He is the, well,
because
he's the
He'll
best
be
part
there.
Of Animal
He'll
Crossing.
Be on Fridays.
Bitch, he's on the poster. He's on the poster again.
Wait, can I see him on the poster real quick?
Right here?
No, on the other side. Who are the people he's standing with?
That's Rosie. I don't know who the fuck that is.
So are those villagers?
That
okay,
hamster's
then he counts.
Name starts with an A. I know it starts with an A.
And then he counts.
No,
if he's there with
Tom
the villagers.
Nook's not a villager. He runs
Timmy and
bitch.
Tommy.
Well, bitch, you picked Tom Nook?
No.
You could have.
No, fuck Tom Nook.
Rules
he
are wide open.
He takes the goddamn money.
He takes your money, but he tells you pay me back whenever you want.
No, yeah.
He's a fucking landlord.
Yeah.
I have always said this. Like, Nook gets a bad rap, but like, I would take, like, please, find me Tom Nook, like a real lender like that. It was just like, here is like $1 million. Pay me back whenever, dog.
And if you don't ever pay me back, that's fine. I just won't give you more money.
Right.
I won't let you extend your house anymore.
So,
are we cool, Tom?
So I think I'm going to take KK off and I'm going to put Tom Nook on because he sounds like
he's
a great man.
MVP.
Mandy?
All right, whatever. The rest of my list isn't in any order, but my number one is Kat. This bitch is the best.
I don't know. We start with number one. Fuck.
Fucking. Yeah. I don't know. I went diving.
Mine are alphabetical, in all honesty.
Alphabetical?
Because you looked at the wiki.
Alphabetical.
I'm starting
went down.
I'm starting number 10. I'm going all the way to number 10.
The rest isn't in a list, but Kat, is by far the best. And I begged and I begged and I begged her not to leave my town and New Leaf. Like, it was sad. I was real desperate.
It's like, no, don't leave me.
And then, you know, I forgot about Medias.
And you missed a day and she left. I took
her tonight. She just got. Because
you have to harass them for like 3 days in a row so they won't leave.
I went, yeah. And her house was right next to mine, so I knew as soon as I walked out the door.
she bailed on
her. She abandoned me.
See, no, that was me in Wild World.
It was like when my chow died in Sonic Adventure all over again.
Man is getting very emotional.
Oh, this is intense.
It is. She's the best. And if she doesn't come to my island, I'll take the game back.
No,
that's a lie. But really, Cat fucking challenge on my island. Jesse.
Don't worry. I mean, if you don't get her at first, you only have to go through like, what, 300 different villagers for her to
randomly
get there?
Yeah, as I'm going through the wiki, I'm like, Jesus Christ, who the fuck is the end of this list? I was like, good thing no one's calling work today. It's going to take me a fucking hour.
All right. All of mine were pretty hard to rank because honestly, I don't care that much.
You don't care about Animal Crossing, or you don't care about the villagers, or
the
what
particular
do you
villagers?
Okay,
all right, but
that
my
means
number
you
10,
have not become attached to any of them yet.
That's true. But my number 10 is going to be Apollo.
Well,
that's
you're
good.
A
yep. All right.
Everybody has Apollo.
Apollo is great.
And he
Apollo.
Just looks badass.
He's
fucking
the best. His catchphrase is "Pa."
I like him.
He's a big strong eagle, and he gives me not only inspiration for myself, but for the United States of America.
And if you're up too late, he tells you to go to bed.
Yeah.
Apollo is literally the best villager, like,
yeah,
period.
No.
Period. Lindsay, what do you got?
Well, since Apollo has already been saved, I'm going to go with one villager that has been in my town in every single game that I have played, Coco.
Yes.
The little creepy looking bunny rabbit
with the hollow black eyes. That's because she's dead.
But yet, oddly enough, she's a normal villager, though, as far as her like personality goes.
Well, yeah, I mean, the dead can be happy.
Okay. I like Coco. She's weird.
She's cool. I like Coco.
I also picked Apollo.
Everyone at this table had Apollo
on
their list.
That's fantastic.
So I guess I'm also going to move on. My first pick, and it's not my favorite, but I liked him, Egbert.
Egbert? Was he the chicken?
Yes. If nothing for else, because his name is Egbert. All right. Truth time.
Yeah.
About 5 of these on here I genuinely like, and about 5 I just looked and was like, they look cool. Because I don't remember many of them.
You don't remember who was in your town.
But
I also I only had 5 because that's what I thought the list was. I didn't realize we were doing 10.
That's a lot.
So Egbert is one of my.
That's not enough.
I was like, I like his name. So that's
he's lazy.
I only know like 8 villagers. So
Doodle duh. I also had Apollo. So moving on, Biscuit. Biscuit's the shit.
There's a lot. Do you have Biscuit?
Biscuit is my other villager that has been in my town every game.
Yeah. Well, she's a basic bitch.
And I saw him. Biscuit is a he.
He is a lazy villager,
so
he
can be
lazy.
A little bit. But I love him, and he worries about me. So
he's a happy puppy.
He is.
I thought he was lazy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess lazy people are happy.
But he's the adorable orange puppy with green ears that reminds me of the puppy from Strawberry Shortcake.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Look at him.
He's a,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I remember that dog.
He's
yeah.
also
like
that a
Biscuit
dog,
was on
so.
Your Christmas window art I made you years
yeah,
ago at
that was,
the Jackson
that was,
store.
That was good art. I like that. I miss doing that. Jesse.
All right, I know he's already been mentioned, but my number 9
Apollo.
Is Apollo.
Wait, didn't you already say Apollo?
You were the one that started off with him, wasn't you?
Yeah, he's, my number 9
his
is Apollo.
His entire list is Apollo.
Is your entire list
true.
Apollo?
No.
Fucker. All right, moving on, Lindsay.
Okay, I'm going to bring up my...
I took this assignment seriously.
My other lazy favorite is Alfonso, the alligator.
I liked Alfonso.
He wears the Mario t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I like that his name is Alfonso.
Yes.
Alfonso. You know?
He's been in 2 of my towns.
I don't remember which ones were in any of my towns. I don't remember anything. But I did put Goldie on mine.
God damn it.
The puppy.
Oh, motherfucker. Yeah.
Do you have Goldie?
Yeah, I love
Goldie.
Goldie
was in Amiibo Festival.
Probably.
Also a dog.
Yes.
Imagine that.
What is Goldie?
I love Goldie.
I had a dog named Goldie.
Mandy?
All right, well, since he's still Goldie.
What am I supposed to say about them?
I don't know.
That I liked their personality?
That
like,
you stole it from
they
me.
All have the same personality.
No, they don't. There are 8 different personalities.
Yeah, but if you get one that's the same as the other ones, Boone and Apollo are the same person.
No, they're not. Boone is a jock and Apollo is cranky.
Oh, fucking hell.
Boone is different than Apollo. Boone.
Fuck this fucking guy.
Anyways, my next one is Kiki, who we also share a birthday together.
And I do like Kiki. I really appreciate her delivery service.
I know.
Thank you.
Bitch delivers me stuff too.
She has to now because you can't go into the store. It's closed because of the coronavirus.
No, it's drive through and carry out only.
Yeah. Jesse?
All right, my number seven is going to be Apollo.
Motherfucker.
I mean... No, he does have the best personality. I mean, he's a big, strong eagle. He walks around.
Why don't you pick Angus?
Definitely different than Boone.
He's For the cranky. Record, by the way, if you haven't been paying attention, you didn't get to hear the pre-show, and it's not up right now, but make sure you follow the five-star man. That's the number five-star man on Twitch as he plays video games. Right now, it's Asa, by the way. It's the five-star man. He's playing Shovel Knight, and he's doing okay.
He appears to be doing Resident Evil.
I think it was a demo.
Did he give up?
He either gave up or it was a demo, so he beat it. Yeah, currently right now he's fighting what appear to be rats who have propellers and are flying.
Shovel Knight's a crazy game, man.
Old schooling. Lindsay, since Jesse's an asshole.
Lily.
My adorable little green frog who likes to water posies.
I do like Lily.
And always sings as she walks around town. I love Lily. Lily was in my first game.
Happiness is great. my next one is Jay.
I remember Jay.
Jay.
Fuck Jay.
What?
Aw.
Jay was my boy.
Yeah, he was okay.
He's a blue bird.
Yeah. Jay blue was in Jay. One of my cities.
Wasn't he sporty? Wasn't
yes,
that his?
He's a jock.
Yeah. I like the jock. I gravitated toward the jocks in that game. Generally in life, I find myself gravitating toward jocks.
He likes the characters that want him to work out with them.
You get it? You get it. Mandy?
Daisy.
Ah, yes.
Is that on your list too?
No, she's not, but I had to narrow her down.
I know Daisy.
The adorable little white puppy.
That's one that I actually do remember. Jesse?
I like Daisy.
Look, Apollo. Not every one of them is going to be Apollo, but number six is Apollo. And I'll be honest with you, this
Jesse
bit would
have
been way funnier
five.
If it was just going
to
be five.
All right, wait, do you have 10 that's Apollo?
No.
Oh, my God.
He has 7.
Jesse, yeah, you know how you're always saying we got to get through these. We got to get through these lists because we don't have enough time.
Uh-huh.
We have 20 minutes left.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
We don't have a lot to say about these villagers.
That's because you two aren't attached.
Accurate.
That's okay. We can blow through our list, and Lindsay and I can just talk about Animal Crossing and what we're going to do in our new towns.
That's fine.
Yeah, we can talk about more shit after the list. That's
after
no
the list, Jesse and I will just check out, and you guys can talk about it. It'll just be the
It'd be
Mandy
a nice
and-
turnaround from here once in a while. You know, Lindsay and I get to run this bitch. You guys get to squabbling, and Lindsay and I just stare at each other.
We don't squabble. We don't squabble.
Most of the time, we angrily agree with each other.
I agree with that, Lindsay.
I will hop on your jock fest and go with Bam, the little blue deer that likes to work out.
I need someone to just cut out the audio of her saying, I'm going to jump on your jock. Ciro, can you put that to a song?
Yes.
You made what was it?
Who let the Dalton out?
Yeah. So if you can put, I'm going to jump on your jock.
I mean, I am the queen of saying wrong stuff, so.
The queen of Podzilla, ladies and gentlemen. The queen.
The queen.
The queen, Jesse. My next one is Kit Kat.
Yes.
His little Power Ranger outfit.
Yeah, Kit Kat was pretty sweet.
There's that one.
He left
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll sub him out.
All right. Kit Kat was really cool.
He's
yeah, I have honorary mentions.
He's one of the ones that I actually legitimately did like. Mandy.
Kyle. He was a smug-ass wolf.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, don't be a Kyle.
I had to think for
a
minute.
Is it Kyle? Was that the joke? Don't be a Kyle? What was the name?
Yeah, but Kyle was the... Yeah,
it was the joke? Right. Don't be a Kyle? Was he a Kyle? Was Kyle a Kyle? Was Kyle a Kyle?
Yeah.
I told him, like, with the monster and all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesse?
My number five is actually Whitney.
What the fuck is your list?
He doesn't have a list.
It's on my phone.
I don't think Whitney's a real villager, Jesse.
No,
I think
is,
you made it up.
I...
You stay out of this, Queenie.
Oh, no.
Oh, he would like this snooty-ass bitch.
Oh, shit. Jesse uppity as hell. We see the kind of women he likes.
Yeah, she's like, oh, hey.
Whitney actually would have been my number one, and that would have been this would have been the swerve point.
Okay.
But since the list is 10.
10.
But I also wanted to say, Whitney, just in case one of the three of you had her on the list.
I do not.
No.
I'm not.
I've never had Whitney in my town.
Nope, never seen him.
Yeah, Whitney showed up in my town in New Leaf, and I was like, oh, shit, a white wolf. That's cool as shit.
And, and then you were like, thank God it wasn't a black wolf.
Why are you racist towards my Kyle?
I never had Kyle in my village.
Cool, yeah, we know why.
The, yeah. the only wolf he that ever showed up was Whitney.
After you raving about this white wolf.
Yeah, Kyle actually did move in, but then he got a cross burned in his yard, so he moved out. Dude, really quick. It was really bad. Lindsay?
Yeah, I let Shannon visit my village once.
Oh
once.
My.
And then he quit Animal Crossing because I quit.
Oh, my.
Lindsay, save us.
Hopper. He's a rockhopper penguin who's also cranky and should be Apollo's best friend.
I remember Hopper.
Hopper's pretty cool.
Yeah, Hopper was a good penguin.
Uh-huh. I like the penguins. It was hard to pick one, but I went with Hopper.
I have another one that's one I legitimately like. Sterling.
Yes. He was cool looking. He's a little armor.
Yeah. He was like was he an armored bird?
Yes.
Yeah. He was like Apollo.
He's
but
like
armored.
An armored eagle.
Yeah.
But he's like colorful, so he's like blue and red.
Oh, yeah.
Sterling was cool as hell.
Was he in Pocket Camp?
I think so.
Maybe not. Oh, he does look cool as hell. He's cool. Never been in any of my stuff.
Is he a toucan?
It looks like it.
Looks like it, yeah.
I mean, he's a bird.
Well, I mean, there's many birds,
he's
Lindsay.
A jack, wouldn't you know? That's his calling.
Our least favorite birds are trash birds. Mm-hmm. Mandy?
That's a cool name.
Trash bird?
Sweet Maple.
Sweet Maple.
She's
that
so
is
nice.
Not a villager.
Okay,
that
her name
is a
Maple,
drag queen.
And she is sweet. And she's so nice. And she always loves me. And she's so happy to see me. I love her. Fuck off. All right, Jesse, go. Damn.
Jesse, who do you got?
My number four is going to be Apollo. I mean, he's the big, strong bird. You can't, how can you top him?
I think Sterling could knock his ass out.
Yeah, Sterling wears armor.
I think he punches that armor.
That would not be a good idea. Lindsay?
Olivia, the only snooty character in the game that has grown on me, probably because she is a cat, and she's a white and purple cat.
I do like cats. Cats don't dance, though. That's the problem with them.
Olivia.
My next one's Boone.
Boone.
Baboom.
Baboom.
I usually don't like gorillas. Not for the same reason Jesse didn't like the black wolves.
I do not like this bit. I'm going to throw that out there. I just want to make sure that's known.
He's another jock.
Boone was the first jock character in my Wild World game.
Yeah, so I said I like the jocks. They make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy?
All right. You took Kid Kat, so I'm jumping down to Peanut, who was actually last left.
I almost put Peanut on my list.
I have Peanut. Also, she's an adorable little squirrel.
Mm, truth. I like the squirrel characters a lot, too.
I like Peanut.
I like Peanut. And then I like the blue one, too. What the fuck was his name?
I've never had the blue one in my town. I just had Peanut and Blair can go fuck
oh,
herself.
Oh, no, it's Ricky. I'm sorry. He has blue on him. He's cranky asshole, but he makes me laugh.
I feel like the crankies and the jocks are the most popular ones at this table.
It does seem to be the case, which you'd think not. Like
I have a pretty even list on my...
I feel like my list has weighted the jock a little bit.
Yeah, so what do you have now?
Oh, number three is going to be Apollo.
Wait, are you really on number three?
Well, Apollo is cranky.
You said you made five, fucker. We've gone through like nine.
No, he was still doing the Apollo.
Yeah, but still.
Apollo.
But still, I only have one more.
Same,
so how are you on number three?
Because she's got Peanut.
I thought we had because you guys have been knocking them out, right?
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, you've been passing up ones that have already been mentioned?
Yes.
Yeah, but you've mentioned the same one over and over again, so I feel like you could just be at one now.
I mean, I could.
Otherwise, you're just going to say Apollo
really
three times in a row?
I really only have one
left. You don't know that?
Hmm.
At this point, I've got one left. Since
Lindsay, what do you
Peanut.
Got left?
My last one is Puddles.
Puddles.
She's a peppy little pink frog.
Peppy pink frog, triple
and
P.
And like Lily, she likes to walk around town
frog.
Singing.
No, P-H-R-O-G. What's up, frog?
Puddles.
That girl's frog?
And where my frog's at?
Puddles, Coco, and Biscuit are currently in my New Leaf town still.
Make her say ribbit. Nice. Ribbit.
Kyle was, but I think he moved on me. Maple is still there, though.
Well, hopefully he waited till the lease was done so he didn't have to pay extra rent.
Damn right.
They just take their houses with them.
They packed that whole damn thing
Since
up.
Since Jesse's ruining too,
joke.
I have four more I can still name
Go
off.
Go for it.
So.
Shannon, you still have another one?
By the way, that was a joke that I made. No ill will. It was a joke, people. Please.
What?
At least they didn't rant. Never mind. Don't worry about it. If you didn't get it, maybe no one else
Sorry,
did.
It went over my head.
It was a joke. Well.
She's in Animal Crossing land now.
My last one is what I'll be soon. Bones.
I like Bones.
Is that a dog also?
What do you think?
I don't remember.
Its name's Bones.
Yes.
It's a dog. Yes. Mandy, will you show her Bones?
I'm working on
Please.
It.
Please. Is it
Don't talk while she's looking.
Okay. Oh, okay. I remember Bones now.
Yeah, Bones is cool. Bones. I think that's the only dog I have on my list.
And he's lazy.
Looks
like Wishbone.
That's why I have one dog, and I think I only have one cat. No, Rosie's a cat, right?
Rosie's a cat.
Yeah. Did I say Rosie?
Oh my god, she said Rosie. Oh, Rosie's on my honorary mention.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Anyway, that is my last one. So.
Okay. So my honorary mentions are Fang, who's another wolf.
I think that's one of Billy's favorites.
And then I don't know if it's Cherry or Sherry.
I think it's Cherry.
I don't know.
She's a little punk rock pup.
Yeah. And then Rosie, obviously. And then my last one is Wolfgang, who's another wolf. He's a dick, but he's cool.
Man, I didn't know there were so many wolves in the game.
Yeah, there's a good little chunk. I forgot about Roscoe. I like Roscoe.
Only one showed up?
Yeah, because have you seen your town? Have you seen all the signs that say, colored only when it comes to, the drinking fountain? And those wolves got to go over there.
Yeah, Wolfgang. What? Yeah. I guess he probably wouldn't belong in your town either, huh?
I like that this is a joke.
I don't.
Hey, at least you didn't, gay rape some guy in the ass on a Thanksgiving episode. So, be thankful. Jesse, what's your last one?
All right, my last one's Weber. Fuck you.
Weber?
Yeah.
Look it up. Make sure it's a real one.
Okay. It is.
Test him.
Weber the Duck.
My favorite one is Sparkules.
Sparkules. That's not real. I'm sorry. Their names aren't that intricate.
They're really not.
All right, so that is our list of our favorite Animal Crossing neighbors. So we still have 10 minutes left.
I really want what are you guys up to? I want Biscuit to be on my island again.
Yeah, I want Biscuit and Apollo and Cat.
Were there no wolves? Are there no foxes?
Wolves.
Okay.
Well, there is a fox, but you can't.
There is a fox.
Yeah, it's the
Red.
Art dealer.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, because I knew Red was a fox, so I was thinking there were fox villagers that could move in.
Because there's no camel villagers except for the bitch that sells your expensive wallpapers.
The walrus.
Without letting you see what the fuck you gonna get.
Yeah, you have to learn the names.
Sahara or whatever.
Well, they're not doing that in this game. This game, you actually get to choose.
Just Google that shit.
Well, in this one.
Because you have to make it.
What are we talking about?
90% of the stuff on your island you have to make.
What were you guys talking about you couldn't see?
When Sahara would come in and be like, would you like a wallpaper? This.
And you had to pay $5,000 and you didn't know what the fuck it was going
to
be.
I thought you were talking about just your character looks and stuff. Because in the old games, you used to have to do a
thing too.
You had to do a quiz. Yeah. But in this one, you actually just pick.
I was going to say, it's supposed to just have customization.
Which is great because one thing
excited about that finally.
Yeah, I always hated about Animal Crossing.
Getting that dumb haircut.
I had to look up a guide to figure out the haircut I wanted. Yep. And that reminds me of that one time I went into Master Cuts and told him I wanted the David Duchovny. I felt like Animal Crossing.
They didn't know who David Duchovny was.
They were just like, who's David Duchovny? And I showed her a picture of him from X-Files, and I was like, this ain't going to work, is it?
Well, clearly, Mandy, when I got on my game, my character has been in bed for a while because the hair is just everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what else I'm getting?
What's that?
I'm getting a tattoo.
Oh, yeah? What of?
It's gonna sound stupid if I tell you. I'm going to get the...
Is it the key work?
No,
I've been thinking about doing that.
I was gonna get the House 100 logo tattooed on my shoulder blade since it was such a big part of my life.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, because I also he'll probably try to talk me out of it, but I told Jason today that Super Show is gonna be my last show. So, lots of things are changing. Lots of things. It'll happen. Just when it'll happen is the question.
Oh, yeah,
I told Justin Smart, who's behind me, I think, that it's probably gonna be 8 months before we have another show. This damn coronavirus,
fucking everything up.
You heard about WrestleMania, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's two nights now, and it's from the Performance Center.
Yeah.
So no crowd.
Yeah.
A WrestleMania with no crowd.
It's gonna be super weird.
Holy shit, that's odd. So that's gonna be strange. Strange. You can hear more about that by listening to Pro Wrestling Unscripted, hosted by Asa Gray from his apartment last night.
Woo!
Was Dalton also on that one?
No, it was just Asa.
Asa did it on his own.
Holy shit! I think this is the first week in history we've had two solo episodes in 1 week.
Probably.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because usually we don't have more than one solo episode per 6 months.
Yeah.
It's a rare thing to happen.
Social distancing.
Asa and I were talking about it yesterday. He said we really ran the gamut this week. He said we had the best solo episode that's ever been done,
and the worst solo episode that's ever been done. It wasn't bad. I listened to it when I was doing my running around today.
Did you listen to my episode?
I got 3/4 of the way through it, and I can't finish the rest. I'm sorry.
Powerful episode, I've been told. I've had people message me. People that you wouldn't expect to message me about it, like Lamont from the LA Hustlers, or like Cash Borden messaged me. It's a really strange world we live in. Nick texted me a joke to try to cheer me up. Nick Dolph Ziggler, I call him Nick because he and I are on
such a pretentious motherfucker. We're on
first I terms. Think it's awesome he sent you a joke.
Yeah. I want to throw a cupcake at his face.
I'm aware. I'd eat it. let me call Dolph real quick, see what he thinks. How pissed would he be if I just called him?
That's the famous guy-ish, right?
Well, apparently not. Apparently he's not as famous as Weber.
Damn.
Was Weber one of them?
Apollo.
Weber was my, that was my number one.
Right. I thought Whitney was your number one.
Whitney is my number one.
I thought Apollo was your number one.
Apollo is Apollo's everyone's number one. All right,
so at this point of the show, I'm going to stop making awkward jokes, and I'm going to turn the show over to Mandy and Lindsay, who are going to talk about what
just,
they...
You just keep on making your awkward jokes.
No. Jesse and I will be turning off our mics so they can talk about Animal Crossing. Jesse, go ahead.
I don't know if we should do that.
Is coming back on.
I only say that because you want these two to carry on a show, and you know, well, she's not actually on her phone right now, but Mandy is absolutely on her 3DS.
Why is she on her 3DS and not her Switch?
Because
if you could be playing something, why would you not be playing something?
Would not be talking
I told
to you?
Her not to be distracted by the new game since she got to pick hers up.
So, what are, so what are you playing on your 3DS?
New Leaf. I have to scratch the itch.
She's checking her on her villagers.
And
those villagers are dead to you now.
So
not yet. Not till tomorrow at 4:30.
There's so many weeds in my town that Leaf said he was going to have a heart attack if he tried to clean them all up without my help.
Thanks to Jesse's incentive in his town and his protocols, they have a very few weed problems.
Well, I switched mine to fashion to make them wear my designs. So, yeah.
I do have the setting going where like
the beautification.
The beautification where the town takes care of itself and doesn't grow weeds.
Oh my God, you bitch.
What?
No, I had that for a while until I saw that there was the fashion one and it forces them to wear my designs. So.
Neat. Hey, I did beautification because I looked at the rest of them and was like, these mean nothing to me. But if I get off for 2 days and a weed grows up and ruins my path, I'm going to be pissed. So.
Yeah. Hearing you guys talk about Animal Crossing makes me think, like, why did I play Animal Crossing? It's the Seinfeld of video
games.
You're
the one who
it's
told
the
me to
game
try
about
it.
Yeah, I know. And like once you play it, it's different. Once you're into it, it's like mesmerizing.
It's,
but
it's, no,
if you
it's,
heard
it's
someone describe it to you, you would say...
It's chores. You're catching bugs. You're fishing. You're picking weeds. You're planting, watering flowers. You're writing letters to your neighbor so they don't leave and break your heart. Uh-huh. Literally, when Apollo moved out of my town in Wild World, I quit playing.
It's fair.
She did.
I understand.
I legit, like, I was so upset I quit playing.
Dude, I know. And I logged in and Kat was gone. I was like, why would you do
that?
That's
just so dumb that you would quit playing video games just because someone left. Oh.
Oh, yeah, right?
It's a digital Zen garden to me is why I like it. I didn't give this really, honestly, I got pissed when villagers came and went only because they fucked up my layout, which is why I really like this one. You can actually place them.
They're, yeah, you can put where their houses and stuff
are.
Yeah,
they come to the island.
Awesome.
They don't just fucking like
put a house right next to you.
And you'll eventually be able to like terraform and like pick where your hills and stuff are at.
Make little waterfalls
and
stuff. That sounds delightful.
Little burning crosses.
Boring is probably the equivalent of me thinking, fuck Minecraft. And everyone says that's their Zen garden. That game's boring as fuck and literally puts me to sleep.
Yeah, Minecraft's terrible. I like Terraria.
Minecraft is really fun for like an hour and a half. Longer if you've got a bunch of friends and a project.
Yeah.
But like
I'm hearing no.
No.
I'm hearing no.
Yeah. No, I mean like I'm the step above Mandy where like I could not play that game by myself. Like there's no way I'd play Minecraft by myself.
I mean I'll play with my child, but he knows that I'm ready to go to sleep right after.
Mommy, you wanna play Minecraft?
I know. I know you're gonna go to sleep, but sorry, man. You know this game puts me to sleep. I'll try. I will try.
Game is boring as shit.
Yeah.
Like I said, you got to have like some kind of a project.
Yeah.
See, I had a project in WoW. I was trying to get my Worgen up to 120 before the new expansion came out. But it turns out like I've got plenty of time, so I can take a break for the next month or two.
Oh, yeah, because it's delayed too.
No, it's just they never had a release date to begin with.
Yeah, it's
just 2020.
This year.
Yeah. So there's no.
So we pre-ordered something that doesn't even have a release date yet.
Yeah, but it's no. It's no real rush. Like.
I was just collecting pets and mounts and achievements.
We were just
I'm unlocking allied races.
I'm a loser.
Yeah. We were just doing old raids, and then in my spare time, I played my Worgen trying to level them up. But now it just seems empty.
That's okay.
I didn't want Justin to hear me. I'm afraid of what happens if I show emotion in front of him.
Yeah, that's fair.
Does he have his headphones on?
Yeah, but he can still hear.
Okay, but if I talk this slow, he can hear me.
I don't think so.
Okay.
And the listeners just got, like, that was probably real weird for them.
My life's a wreck.
We still love you.
And that's where we're going to end the show tonight. Any last words?
I want my game.
Because Mandy may never be back on with me again, so.
Right? Yeah, I'll try.
Well, you still have 37 minutes.
For what?
To get her game.
We can get it tomorrow.
I mean, if we're going to go grab food, we can just go grab it too, I guess, and just come back. Or if you're not going to play tonight, we can just
I brought my Switch.
All right, well, we're going to wrap the show up and go go get Animal Crossing, apparently. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in. We want to remind you that be safe out there. It's a crazy time, we know. We're trying to keep you guys laughing.
If you're not feeling good, stay home.
Stay home anyway.
Yeah, if you can.
Boy, this is the worst fucking time.
I would love to stay
time.
Home and get paid to stay home. Yeah. But
I do not want to be at home at all.
I know you don't want to.
This is the worst time for this to happen because I just want to go out and do stuff. But the only thing I can do is just like go walk around. Cool.
We went for a walk last night.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
Hashtag.
Cool, cool, cool. Cool, 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 cool.
See you on Monday for Nerd Up. I'm so sad.